You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our guest on ABQ Connect today, Dion Elmore, joins us from the National Day of Prayer. I should say Vice President Dion Elmore with the National Day of Prayer. Dion, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us a little bit about what's coming up on the first Thursday in May.
Absolutely, Steve. Hey, it's a blessing to be with you today. Thanks for taking the time to help us get the word out to rally the nation to prayer.
Well, I know a lot of our listeners are, you know, this is something they look forward to every year. What many of our listeners may not be familiar with, and let me tease this, coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about, you know, practical steps to participating. But looking back at the rich history of the National Day of Prayer, which is well detailed actually at the website, nationaldayofprayer.org. But wow, what a rich history. I'm assuming you're well dialed in and able to share some of that with us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a really kind of a fun story, and it begins during President Truman's term. And it was with Billy Graham. Billy Graham had been hanging out with leaders like Bill and Vonnegut Bright and others out in Hollywood. And they essentially were talking about the importance of, you know, maintaining prayer and God in our nation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so Billy Graham, in 1952, February, he stood on the steps of the Capitol, back when you could, had a rally there. And he challenged Congress and he challenged the president to establish God and prayer once again in our nation. And that turned into a piece of legislation that was finally passed in April of that same year, establishing a National Day of Prayer. President Truman signed it into law. And the call was for the president to proclaim a National Day of Prayer on any day but a Sunday. They did not want to relegate it to the religious realm. Which is really kind of interesting. They wanted to keep it in the public square, and they wanted to gather people across the nation to pray and to lift up our nation to the Lord. And what's really kind of fun is that then as time progressed, Bill and Vonnegut Bright and Billy Graham and others were all, talking about how do we bring the fulfillment of presenting the gospel to every nation, tribe, and tongue? How do we do that? And they were praying for revival. They were praying for another awakening. And God led them to coordinate on a day. They wanted to coordinate on a day. They thought, we've got this National Day of Prayer. What a better place, you know, there's not a better place for us to gather around and to challenge and encourage and call our nation to pray. And so what they did was Vonnegut called members of Congress and she said, what will it take to get this on a day like the 4th of July or Memorial
Day? Right.
And so essentially what they did was they wrote some legislation, they put it through, and it was passed, and President Reagan in 1988 established it as the first Thursday of May by signing it into law. And so since then, the National Day of Prayer Task Force, and Vonnegut Bright was the first chairman of that, then Shirley Dobson for 25 years, and then we had Ronnie Floyd and Ann Graham Lotz. They were a part of the ministry, and now we're headed up by Kathy Branzell, who's been a member of our board for almost 24 years. And she is a champion for prayer. She loves our network of prayer leaders, and she's just great at relating to people and calling our nation to prayer. It's been fun to watch. I've run with Kathy now for about 12 years, and it's such a blessing. So that's kind of the history of where we are and why we are. Many people don't understand and realize that we have a law in the books, in our public law, that mandates that our president proclaim a National Day of Prayer now on the first Thursday of every May.
Yeah, and on the first Thursday in every May, or on the first Thursday in May, every May, we should pray that continues. You know, you look at the landscape of our nation, and sometimes, you know, I'm so happy to see that this has continued to happen. And actually, again, I want to draw people to, and we'll go through many of the other resources, but the NationalDayOfPrayer.org website. And I was on the website. Now, Under about, you know, the history tab is much of what you just shared. There's right. other places found on the website. I mean, they date back to the 1740s forward. And it's just encouraging to go back and see what those founding fathers, what their position on prayer was and what they wrote in their diaries. And right. it's just been such a woven into the fabric of our nation.
It is part of who we are. And again, we were one nation under God, you know, the God of the Bible, the God of the scriptures that we follow. And that's where we, you know, we continue to encourage people to rise up and pray. And who better when the president proclaims or calls out and says, we pray for our nation than those who follow Jesus.
Yeah. And I will tell you, the National Day of Prayer in the Ryman family holds a special place. Our very first granddaughter was born on National Day of Prayer 11 years ago, this National Day of Prayer. And her birthday falls again on the National Day of Prayer. She is, you know, I won't go into the whole story. She's a miracle that she's with us. When she was born, not only were we praying as we typically would on the National Day of Prayer, but our family had special prayers as she was, you know, struggling when she was born. So holds a special place in our heart, and I hope our listeners are making plans to do various activities, and we're going to kind of cover some of that. When we come back from the break, can you stay with us, Dion, through the break?
Absolutely. I would love to.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get you well equipped to participate in the National Day of Prayer, May 2nd, first Thursday in May. We'll get to it after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this
well, thanks
is
for
ABQ
joining
Connect.
Us. We're continuing our conversation with Dion Elmore. He's vice president of National Day of Prayer. And coming up on May 2nd in Albuquerque, since we're on the topic, the event that may interest those in the Albuquerque area, done through lovenm.org, is the National Day of Prayer events at the Albuquerque Civic Plaza downtown. You can come out and pray for our political leaders. And really, it's our honor to obey the Lord by gathering to lift them up in prayer. Come on out as early as 4:30 to the Civic Plaza. There'll be bounce houses, food trucks, family fun. It's really designed to be a family event this year. The prayer service gets underway at 6 p.m. in the Civic Plaza. There'll be live worship and a special message. And this year, really a completely revamped experience for the whole family to enjoy. So come prepared to pray, fellowship, and celebrate what God's doing. And then an after party, really designed for the youth, that's going to have some special music. Keep listening here for details on that. So, yeah, all out this year. The details at lovenm.org. Dion Elmore joining us from the National Day of Prayer. Now, that's just one event. Dion, there are events all over New Mexico, all over the nation, and the website is just, you know, a great resource to track down how to plug in.
Well, and we, you know, it's really amazing, Steve, because we do have tens of thousands of events, just like the ones in Albuquerque, that are happening all over the nation, as you said. And we have tools on our website to help. One of the things that people can do, you know, we talked about taking action, is going on our event finder. You can find it there. It looks at all the prayer gatherings. You can type in your zip code, your city, and you can search those in the area. And if you want to find one, you can find a gathering there. So if you go on the website, click on events, it'll help you find a gathering. But I was going to say, too, if you know of a gathering in your community and you don't see it there, list it. Put it up so that people can gather together. And our mission as the National Day of Prayer Task Force is to mobilize unified public prayer for America. So it'll help to mobilize the prayer that's happening in your community.
Now, for those that are listening, because we broadcast, really cover most of New Mexico, 88.3 FM in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, and central New Mexico, 90.7 FM at Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, 93.5 FM in Portales, and 88.1 FM in Las Cruces. For those listening there who think, you know, maybe we should do an event, and you know, it's close, but still time to do that. And on the website, all kinds of information on how to make that happen. What would you encourage people to look for on the website?
Yeah, that's a great question. But I think that, you know, if you go to the website, you can go under the equipping tab. And under there, we have promotional tools. If you put together an event and you want to invite people, there are graphics there to post on social media. There are tools that you can use to promote in your church or in your local organization. Or if you're just gathering people together at work or at school, you can get the word out by going there and seeing what we have available. The other thing that people can do is they can go to our shop. And it's a little bit late now to order resources. We make them available every year to try to bring everybody together. We have a prayer guide and a prayer bookmark on there. And it walks through prayers for the seven centers of influence. You'd mentioned being on the bases. And that's one of the key centers that we pray for, our military. So it just walks people through. And then on the back, we have the national prayer. That in the evening of the National Day of Prayer, we have a broadcast that goes out through Daystar, God TV, radio, major net radio networks around the nation, other platforms like pray.com. We also have it on our website. So you can go to our website. You can find out where you can watch it in your area or your community or online. And we make that available. It's going to air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. On the National Day of Prayer. And after you've been to your event during the day, after you've prayed together with those in your community, we encourage people to gather together in their homes and join us with the broadcast and pray with us in one voice, in unity, for our nation. And so that's going to happen, as I said, the evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the evening of the National Day of Prayer. But you can find tools, you can find resources, you can find information, you can find events. We try to make as much information possible available to you that you can find events or organize one in your community and call our nation to pray.
You know, and each year a lot of thought put into the event or events all over the nation by the National Day of Prayer. And the 2024 event includes Light Up the Word, or Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World. You want to speak to that a little bit, Dion?
I do. You know, one of the things that we've said a lot is, you know, some may say that the world's getting darker. I mean, you look around, just look at our culture and where we are. But, you know, as long as God's people are reading and relying on the Word of God, as long as they're believing and living His Word, as long as they're praying and practicing His Word, the world is full of light, and that light exposes and dispels the darkness, and the world will get better and brighter if we all commit to live out, you know, the theme that we lift up the Word of God. And that's what Calvary Chapel stands for, the Word of God. And we have, you know, a call for people to lift up the Word, and by lifting up the Word, they're going to light up not just their sphere of influence in their life, but they're going to light up the world around them.
Well, I love that. And I love that we have an opportunity on an annual basis to really do that every year. Now, mentioning the National Day of Prayer, let's also remind our listeners, it is not exclusively relegated, prayer that is, to a single day each year. And really, the National Day of Prayer is a resource that our listeners can go to throughout the year.
And thanks for mentioning that. And we do keep resources up all year long. We also partner with a lot of other prayer ministries and organizations that are focusing on praying for our nation. And we launched a thing this year called NDP 365, because we want people to realize that we pray not just on the day, but we pray every single day for our nation. And, you know, we try to keep current things up there. We have articles each week that go up to encourage and to engage people in this sphere of prayer. We have emails that we send out on a weekly basis that you can sign up for. We have text threads that we can have you sign up for that will share prayer prompts with you to pray again for our nation, not just on the first Thursday of May, but every day.
And we've mentioned the website several times. Again, that's nationaldayofprayer.org. And so, some of what we've talked about already is this year's event, the theme, the history of the event, the ways to get equipped with promotional tools, and actually under the equipping tab as well is how to pray for America. I think that's you touched right on that. The events that are nationwide, whether it's finding a gathering, adding your gathering to that list, because people are going to be looking even potentially on the day before they go to the website. So do your best to get that posted. There's event ideas. And now that brings us to the volunteer opportunities. What have you found people able to volunteer and assist with?
Well, it's a wide spectrum of things. It's really amazing. We have about 19,000 volunteers around the nation who are engaged with the National Day of Prayer on a regular basis. These are people that we communicate with on a regular weekly basis, and they're committed. But you know what? There are tens of thousands of other volunteers, people that they rally around them for events, people who are doing it in churches. I run into people all the time that say, oh, our church holds a gathering every National Day of Prayer. And I said, you know, have you ever put your event on our website? Or, oh, no, never have. So we have no idea that how many there actually are. But we know just based upon the numbers that we, you know, we look at each year that there are tens of thousands of events. And you know, the thing is that becoming a coordinator with the National Day of Prayer is coming alongside simply organizing a prayer gathering in your area and promoting it and gathering people together. You know, we call them prayer gatherings because we want to gather the body of Christ together, and we're asking the body of Christ together to pray for America.
Well, and back to the website, I really want to make sure our listeners are taking the time to go there, nationaldayofprayer.org. It's a large organization, and there's a lot of people getting a lot of work done, and it is a not-for-profit organization, and I don't hesitate to let you know that support is something that's cherished. And if you go to the website on the top of the page, like most nonprofit organizations, there's a button that says donate. But what I love about it, the donate page here, you don't always see this. Under donate, you'll see reasons to donate. I love that. And ways to give. That's diverse. And an impact report. So we would encourage you to go there. You know, I always say when talking about support for organizations like National Day of Prayer, remember, financial donations, you know, does, you know, help to turn the wheels and get things done. And clearly prayer. And the other one is words of encouragement. When you reach out to the National Day of Prayer, let them know that the resources that you found through them were something you were able to put to use and share some of those testimonies, because I can't tell you, you know, being in ministry, how encouraging it is to hear from those that are impacted by the work that you're doing. And then as far as involvement on the website, how to pray, those small group guides and prayer calls and what you mentioned already, the NDP 365 found there, and you can go shopping. What a great way to get someone's attention and maybe start a conversation, whether you're wearing a t-shirt or a water bottle or what have you. We've had a great opportunity to spend some time this morning visiting with Dion Elmore, the vice president at National Day of Prayer. Dion, I want to make sure to throw it back to you because I'd hate for you to leave and then go, wait, I was gonna.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Steve. Just to wrap it up, we are greatly encouraged every year. This theme, though, has really struck a chord with people because they see the darkness and they want to combat the darkness with the light. And the way to do that is lifting up God's word. So we are excited. We're encouraged. We're looking forward to this year's National Day of Prayer gatherings and getting all the glory stories back from them. But the other thing I was going to mention as you were going through the website is if you go on the website and you go under volunteer at nationaldayofprayer.org, under there, you can contact your state coordinator. We have coordinators in every state. And if you have a question, if you want to plug into somebody locally, you just want to call and say, hey, are there people doing this near me? Call the state coordinator, email them. Their contact numbers and emails are there, and engage. And as you do that, they'll encourage you and let you know about what's going on around you. We don't know what we don't know, right, Steve?
Yeah.
So it's always great to reach out and ask those who do.
Yeah, and it is a great resource. Go to the website. And also, one more time, since we're broadcasting from Albuquerque, National Day of Prayer, Thursday, May 2nd, 6 p.m., Albuquerque Civic Plaza. And actually, all the details about that specific event are found at lovenm.org. For others, go to nationaldayofprayer.org. And if nothing else, don't forget about that national broadcast I mentioned. You'll find the information on the website as well. Dion, thank you so much for your time, and we'll keep you in our prayers.
Thank you, brother. It's my blessing. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect.